Hello, everyone. Welcome to the weekly conversation with Maitreya. It is open to everyone. You can raise your hand, ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, Eternal Divine Path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Those who have not gone to our website and do not know our teachings will not have mic privileges. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's previous lectures or set songs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously, religious group section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Shalom everyone, welcome to the mission of Maitreya's conversation room and the mission of the Maitreya, the revelation that has unified all the humanity, has fulfilled all the prophecies, and now is calling to humans to come and see how marvelous God is and what He has done for humanity. And He has promised He will do all these things, and He has fulfilled them. So God indeed exists and is in control and is guiding humanity to its salvation. And of course, humanity have a hard time to put God first in their life and make God number one in their priority. Therefore, God sends the prophets to redirect their attention and understanding toward God and make them realize that this creation is the result of a original fall of man from the essence, and therefore it is the anomaly that have been created to return to where it used to be before this creation was created. But this world is so powerful and appeal to man as to be the truth, and therefore they become attached to it, and they put this world as the number one in their priority and life, and therefore they fall from God. Now again, God sends this revelation to make man see and realize God indeed has been trying and guiding man to this point. And this revelation, of course, is the one that if you understand it, then you understand your religion, where you are from, and where your religion fall in God's plan, and therefore you can not only see your religion in a greater light, but you also can see all the religion has been sent by God. Of course, you cannot keep your dogmas and man-made ideas and still believe that you can unify humanity. That is what the understanding is, that we forego our dogmas and man understanding and submit and surrender to the will of God and His understanding and His revelation. And this revelation is proven to be from God in any way you look at it, historically, spiritually, prophetically, genealogically, and any way you look at it, scripturally. It is from God. It is being sent with the same spirit which sent all other religion to man, and now man is again in the brink of accepting God and his revelation or not. Of course, man does not want to hear the truth, and that's why they oppose the prophet, they stone them, they kill them, they shoot at them, they crucify them, and then when they are gone, they change their teachings to something that man likes, and then make them great monuments and great churches and mosques and temples and all the things that they do after they get rid of the prophet first. But of course, in this time, God cleverly made this possible to reach humanity through the media that reaches every corner of the world, and the truth has been written down and put in the website and internet, and anybody who wants, with a couple of clicks, can go and see the amazing truth that have come to man. And if you understand them, then you can see a great vision of God's work. And as he promised, at the end time, at the time of the seventh angel, the whole mystery of God will finish. And that mystery indeed has finished now, and it's been given to humanity in this media. We have a question from Vincenzo. Matteo, can you heal people? Well, what good did it make? Christ healed people and they eventually crucified him. And even Christ himself said, don't tell anybody that I healed you. And it is not that important. The more important thing is my message, which is the kingdom of God is at hand, and repent and turn around and go to God. Even he himself said, when a spirit, an unclean spirit, leaves a man, it goes and finds seven more vicious than itself and comes back and see the house is clean, and the inner and the state of man become worse than it was before. Therefore, if Christ healed them, they didn't know how to heal themselves, and the spirit, unclean spirit, would return, and the man who did not know how to heal himself, his state would become worse than it was before. So you can only say that he healed, but you do not know what happened to them later. And those who heal people, they, if you go and study them and see what happens to those people that are healed, that they do not know how to heal themselves, you will see that their state will become worse than before. So with all those these reasons, and also it's proven miracles and physical miracles and healing and all those things does not make a better believer. No. That is what the prophets after Christ did not heal anymore, but direct people toward their message, their scriptures, their revelation, instead of healing them. Therefore, healing is not the highest level of turning to God, but realizing the plan of God, the work of God, the message of God, the revelations of God, and therefore going to God. But we do teach you how to heal yourself with all the techniques and the things is given to them, to you in the mission, with the great meditation process and technique, with directing you toward a prerequisite of a spiritual life, toward giving you the highest mantra or the name of the Lord. You can eventually learn how to heal yourself, and as communities of lights, of course, are created, we will create an environment that healing your, yourself become easier and easier. Therefore, in this revelation, we teach you how to heal yourself, because if you heal you, you never learn how to do it yourself, and your state will be worse. So with all this reason, if even I can heal you, I will not, because I know that is not the highest things to do. Now, of course, you know, all these questions has been said in the text, has been answered many, many, many times, but that's okay. We can answer it again. This room indeed is a blessing of God to man, because this revelation is finished. It's done. It's in our website. And almost all the questions now is brought up in this room has already been answered. You can just go to our website and search for healing, and you will find that answer. And therefore, this room is really for blessing to humanity for a greater degree to understand God in a deeper level. Again, Vincenzo is asking, Matteo, who do you know about the, or what do you know about the end of time in association with the devil and the false prophets who will show up at the end of time? Can you tell me, please? Salam. Okay, sure. False prophets and teachers all over the place, and we can see, actually we have more teachers than students, and if you watch the television, you can see so many false teachers. They say the goal of the life is to eat this, to eat that, get this diet, do this exercise, this ungodly action is okay, don't listen to the nature, listen to us. And you are bombarded with all the false teaching, and the word God does not appear in any of those programs, and nobody refers what God thinks about that situation and the natural way that God created things to be. Of course, false prophets and false teachers and devil and the attraction of Maya and being deceived with the external world has been with us from the very foundation of the creation and world, and that is why that first anomaly started in the universe. So we can see that false prophets and teachers are not something new, but of course the intensity of it is much greater at this time. A lot of people teaching a lot of even a spiritual thing to humanity which is not based on the prophecies and the word of God, and they make things up themselves, and many people follow them. Actually, as I said, because prophet comes and say the truth and reveals a path which is hard for human to follow, they blame the prophet for their own failing and say, well, it is too hard, I can't do it. It's no, or many excuses you bring in not to follow the prophet, and even they kill him. But the false prophets, of course, prosper because it appeals to the ego of man, and they do not want to follow what is what does not appeal to the ego. But of course, God prophesied and promised that His kingdom will come, and eventually there will be people who want this truth and the teaching, and they would not create any excuses, and they put God first in their life, and they come together, create communities of light, and bring the kingdom of God on earth. And the false prophets and teachers and all the things we see on earth eventually will fall, because humanity will see little by little that what they teach them is not going to take them to a greater degree and higher level, and therefore they will fall. So indeed we are at the end time, and the intensity of the false prophets and teachers and Maya and attraction to the external world is in a greater degree, and a lot of people falling for this thing every day more and more. And but this truth is here and calling humanity to it, and very few can see it, and even some of those few who see them, world comes and as Christ said, you know, some of the seeds fall in places that the wheat come and overtake them, and they will not be able to progress in the path. And therefore we can see the opposition to the man, and this revelation and God's words indeed is great, and this is indeed is the end time, and the Maya and the attacking this world will become even greater and more prevalent, and many people believe that devil already won, because ungodly thing is presented to humanity as godly, and godly thing is presented as ungodly, and therefore we all are bombarded with the propaganda and all the false prophets and teachers not to see the truth. So if you have the slightest sensitivity, you will see that indeed there is all this thing that has already been on earth and will become even worse. Zigzag is asking, are you tax exempt? Well, who cares, you know? What is your point over there, is tax exempt or not? If you are a member of the mission, all the members of the mission have the privilege of examining our financial situation and testing to see if we are here for making money or we are here to spread the word of God. And therefore, that question comes from a very lower nature of a person that, you know, his mentality is money, instead of going and seeing the truth in our website and realizing that indeed you should be supporting only this mission, because that is the only thing is from God, physically, mentally, and in our level. If you are not doing, then you are stealing from God. And therefore, kind of the question, you know, only will be answered to those who have the privilege to be in the mission. The answer, okay. And therefore, let us concentrate in the teaching and the revelation in the website, and this room is to answer that kind of the question. But if somebody thinks that this mission is here to make money and I'm here to get rich fast, they can go and ask the government to come and test the financial situation of this mission and realize what is happening in that level. But in general, this is the revelation of the seven seals, that when it comes, that fulfills the prophecies and unifies all the religions before it, and all the religions now is unified, and there is no separation between them. And if anybody thinks the religion is perfect, they are in delusion, and they have not seen the whole vision of revelation of God and the Word of God. And the Word of God is clear that there is no truth or a complete truth in any revelation before the revelation of the seventh angel. If you go in the revelation, in the last book of the Bible, it clearly says that when the seventh angel come, it will be finished. And when the seventh revelation comes, humanity can know what God has been doing. And if we are attached to our religion, to our background, to anything that takes us from God and does not put God first, we will become very unhappy about this revelation, and we call it false and it's man-made or this and that, when it clearly fulfills the prophecies and is from God, and there is no doubt about that. And of course, as I said, they always done that to every prophet that come to humanity. They do not want to hear him, and if they can get their hand off him, of course, many things they do to him as in the past, but they do not want to see the truth he brought to man. But they cannot stop the revelation of God. They couldn't stop Christ. They couldn't stop Moses. They couldn't stop Muhammad. They couldn't stop Bob. And they cannot stop this either. It is the will of God. If it's not the will of God, of course, it will not happen. It will perish, and nothing will come good out of it. But many good things already have come out of it, and many people have seen the vision clearly, and they have seen that indeed God has sent this revelation to man. And if you can see also, of course, you become our brother, and you can come and join and help in any level you can. But of course, be sure that you really saw the vision, and you are an elect, and you have the ability to stay to the end, because he who stays to the end will be saved. And if you keep jumping out of the train, of course, the train is not going to stop. The train is going to go on, and you will be left behind. So be very diligent in your words and your acceptance, and see the vision clearly before jumping into the train, which is will become faster and faster in its progress toward the end. It is something that is going to happen. It's not a revelation for this lifetime. It's a revelation for spreading to whole earth and calling those who have meditated and progressed and overcome the lower nature, and they can see clearly that this is the only thing makes sense. How can there will be only one God, and there will be so many religion, and each religion says that they have the truth, and some of them even believe they have the ultimate truth when the prophet is not fulfilling the prophecy of the coming of the one who bring the last revelation. And therefore they do not know about the word of God that has come in his scriptures, and therefore they err and make a mistake of believing what they believe. But this revelation clears it up. If you really open-minded and you are really a seeker and you wanted to know the truth, that is where you will find it. You will see that God said this is the way he will do it, and he has done it. And of course, if you are waiting for somebody to come from the sky and fall into your lap and say, here I am, your Messiah, and kingdom come, and it's gonna come, of course, it is not God's word. God's way does not change. You know, the prophets of God, the Messiah, the revealer, and all those who come to bring a message to humanity, they will be born from a mother, they will grow up as a person, and eventually they realize the revelation, and they that bring it to humanity. Therefore, follow the word of God. Follow what he has said will come, and how it will come, and when it comes, you might be one of the truthful one and the guided one, and see the truth in this revelation. The sponsor asking, in the seven churches in Revelation, Revelation 2:1, Revelation 3:22, the first, the third, the fourth, the fifth, and the seventh are specified to repent. The second and the sixth are not specified to repent. Is that related to the seven kings in Revelation 17:10-11? Repentance is in all the seals, and actually when you repent, you turn around. Repentance means actually to turn around, about and go toward God, and start go toward the worldly things. Now you say the revelation, this first seal, third seal. First seal is the awakening of spiritual forces. The third seal is the Christianity or New Testament. The fourth is Islam, the fifth is Baha'i, and the seventh is, of course, this revelation. They include repentance, okay? And the second and the sixth are not specified to repent. Well, the second, of course, is the Judaism or the Old Testament, and the seventh, of course, this revelation. Well, it's as I said, it might not mention in those things, but repentance always is a part of our meditation and prayer. And eventually, when we do something which is not godly and create ungodly energy in our life, in other people's life, we should repent about them. You don't have to go to somebody to confess to them, but go to God directly and in a very deep meditative state, in a place that you can feel you are soul by soul or spirit by spirit with the Creator or God. Repent clearly and state your problem and let God know that you are repentant, and you will turn around. You will not do ungodly action anymore, and therefore it will help you to come closer to God and become more godly. It is not that important if there was a mention of repentance in those seals. The most important is, what do they mean? What is the first seal means? The first seal means awakening of your spiritual forces. It means know thyself. It means be still and know that I am God. And therefore, the first step is to know thyself. That is the teachings of all the mystical paths, just like Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, Christian saints, Sufis, and all the religion that they say meditate, know thyself, awaken your spiritual forces. Your soul, self, and God are one. And you are in the image of God, you have been created in the image of God, and therefore you have the potential to manifest God's quality. And of course, just believing that your soul is the same as God does not make you God. But you have to repent, you have to turn around, you have to become godly, you have to manifest God's quality, compassion, mercy, you know, beauty, and all the qualities that God has. God is good, therefore you become good. As you become good, of course, you will manifest the quality of God more and more, and you will become in the image of God. And that is the first seal, which covers all the mystical path, and the goal is to become good and godly. The second step or seal is the creation of communities of light. It is the whole theme of the Old Testament. God is trying to find a people who will accept God as their king and will follow his laws. And that revelation have come to the Hebrews and have come to the people of the Israel. They were chosen as the chosen people. Of course, we understand later on, Christ came and said the kingdom will be taken away from them and given to another nation, and that happened. Now we understand the meaning, who is Hebrew, who is elect. It is not a race, it is not a people, but it is a quality, and it is the ability to follow the eternal divine path, which is our teaching, and that is the seven seals. And therefore, that relates to Old Testament. They have to also repent. Actually, God sent Moses, and Moses told them so many times, repent and turn around, oh, children of Israel, you know, be godly and follow God's way, and repent from your sins, and turn around and, you know, and become baptized with the Spirit of God. But, of course, they did not, and eventually God sent their Messiah to them, and Christ brought the teaching of the third seal, or the sacrifice. In order to create such a community, not only you meditate and you become a good person, not only you direct your energy as God wanted the children of Israel do in the Old Testament throughout the creation of the communities of life, but also as Christ taught us, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And therefore, you can create a community based on God and God's law and spirit. And in that community, you sacrifice and give up yourself for God's work and for creation of these communities. That's, of course, the third sin. That's, of course, full of repentance. Christ taught his disciples to repent, to turn around, to be baptized. Actually, repentance is the act of baptism. When you repent, you turn around. You do not go toward the world anymore, but you go toward God. World is not your priority, is not number one. You don't cut God out of your priority, but you put God into your priority as the first and the most and the highest possible. Therefore, you can turn around and be baptized with the Spirit of God, and of course, the Spirit will baptize you and clean you from your calamity and desires. But don't let the world get you, because the moment the world gets you, of course, you will fall into the world and you will not go toward God. Therefore, you can see the third seal, not only it is repentance, not only Christ released back the grace to humanity, he also taught how to create the communities of life. And of course, after Christ, Prophet Muhammad came and he brought the revelation of the surrendering and submissive to God. And that means that, yes, we have to know the will of God first. What is the will of God? Now we know the whole will of God. The will of God is to follow the eternal divine path. After we know the will of God in general, then where do I fall in this general will that God has revealed to humanity? Where is my talent? What's my abilities? How can I help? How can I become more godly? How can I meditate? I bring in additional forces. How can I repent? How can I turn around, be baptized with the Spirit of God? How I can start a community or join a community or help a community or at least help the mission to create a facilitating body to create the community eventually, sacrifice for it, and of course surrender and submit to God and realize that God is calling you, and if things fall apart or fall away from you, as God said, you know, the mother will be taken, the son will be left, the husband will be taken, the wife will be left. Of course, if the mother and the son and the husband and the wife all come together, that is greater. But of course, this is the time of the sundering, and when the revelation comes to you, you have to realize that should be the first in your life. And if anybody else falls apart or becomes sundered, that is what the revelation and the word of God says is in, it's going to happen and should not affect you at all. But you put God and his revelation first. That surrendering and submission, of course, means we do our best and surrender the result to God. It doesn't mean we do not expect results, but we are not attached to it. You say, God, I gave this satsang, I brought this revelation, I called humanity, and some came, some didn't come, result is yours. I am just a plain messenger to give this message to man. And if they saw it and came and joined and helped and got this going, great. If it didn't, you said, God, the result is yours, I'm not attached to it. You continue marching on to next conversation, next satsang, next whatever God has planned for you. Therefore, you are not bogged down with sitting there and feeling unhappy why this person came, this person failed, this person this. But it's God's doing, and you are not attached to it. You leave them to God. Of course, course, submission is even greater than surrendering. Submission means that you always realize it is God doing through you. I'm not giving this lecture or this conversation. God is giving it, and therefore I am not attached to anything. I didn't do anything. I'm just sitting here and just letting my mouth go on with God's words, and God just telling you guys what it comes to me. And of course, that is the Spirit of God talking to you, and you are talking to God directly. I'm just an observer here enjoying the conversation with you, and therefore I'm submissive to the will of God. With all these things, you reach the highest spiritual realization. You and God become one. The Spirit of God will manifest in you. But if you're not creating comings of light, if you're not meditating, awakening your spiritual forces, if you're not repenting, if you're not sacrificing, and still you think you are connected to God, of course, that called the delusion of grandeur, and it is not a correct one. Therefore, God has given to man the yardstick of how you can know if you are connected to God or not, or you are submissive to Him. The next step, of course, is shattering all the narrowness of the mind. Still, you might think you are helping, you know, your community, you are helping your family, you are helping this and that, but God says, no, the next step is becoming universalism. Universalism means completely shatter all the narrowness of the mind and realize God is everything, and therefore the whole universe is your home. If God is your father and mother, and the rest of the humanity are the struggling beings that you should help and be with them to of God and unity and return to Godhead. With this five step, of course, if you create the comings of light, if you realize that you have to meditate and look at yourself clearly and repent and progress and become more perfect every day a little bit, we do not expect perfect people to come to the mission as already are perfect. No, but if you can perfect yourself a little bit every day, if you can repent a little bit every day you become more perfect and more closer to perfection and overcoming. And of course, whoever overcometh, as God said, will be my son, and I will be their father. And whatever belongs to the father, of course, belongs to the son. And God is giving this promise to every man and the universe that if they overcome, they will become His son. And now, of course, when you overcome, you know, that is the repentance, that meditation, that is awakening of spiritual forces, you know. But what? I meditate and that's it? No, God said no. If you just meditate and try to come to me, I will spew you out of my mouth. You're not going to stay here, and you have to go and start the comings of light and getting this mission done, and then sacrifice for it, and become friends and submissive to God, and become universalists. Such a people are elects, are those that they have been meditating and progressing to this point, and they are the people that God called my children, the people who have overcome, and they will become His son. These are the elect that we are looking for. The Rambler is asking, is there a new God? Is there a new revelation? Where is this based? Well, yes, it is a new revelation. It is based on the Word of God. It's based on God's promise that when the end time comes, there will be a book sealed with the seven seals, and this book will not be opened until the seven angels come. This book only will be opened with the Lion of the Tribe of Judah. And when Lion of the Tribe of Judah opens it, the whole universe rejoices that the book has been opened. Nobody could have opened it. And if you study the Word of God, any prophet who came, who was not the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, who did not break the seven seals, who did not open the book sealed with the seven seal, cannot be the last revealer, and there is no new God. The new revelation from the same God which has sent all the religions of the world, including mystical path, Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, Sufis, saints in Christianity, and any other religion or idea that you and God are one, Judaism, the Old Testament, the New Testament, Christianity, Quran, Bayan, and Ananda Sutra, and of course now the holiest of the holies, which the acronym for the holiest of the holies is THOTH, which is called Tho. It has nothing to do or very little to do with that Egyptian god Tho, but it is THOTH, and it is in our website, and anybody can go there and read it and realize how each religion are a part of a greater truth. And when you see this revelation, of course, your religion and everybody other religions will make sense to you. So therefore, indeed, this is a new revelation from God to humanity, and it is the revelation that should be spread and preached and reached and understood by human that will come at the end time. And if you, of course, look around, you see we are at the end time. The knowledge has increased. The ability of man to feel that God has been multiplied. And, of course, this revelation is the most compact truth that have come to humanity. And you can write thousands of volumes for every word or sentence of this revelation to further explain it. So, but of course, the base of the truth is in the holiest of the holies. So your question, and its answer is clear, that God said this will come. It's not something that has come from the blue and suddenly somebody sat one day and said, okay, I am going to write this down and say, this is a new God, this is a new revelation, and that is what is I understand of it. It is God's understanding and revelation. It is God's prophecy of coming of this revelation, and therefore, if you want to know the latest revelation, actually the last revelation and call of God to man, that is where you should go and see and find out. And it is a responsibility and a duty of every person to look into this and see if indeed it is from God. If it's not from God, if it's from God, this is the last revelation of God, and everybody should understand it, spread it, realize it, test it, examine it, and do everything is possible to prove it or disprove it. Of course, if you prove it to yourself, then it is the revelation to you. It is God has spoken to your heart and it has come to your life, and this is now your responsibility and duty to take it and spread it as I have been doing it for last 22 years. And you become the second level of the messenger to reach to man in any way you can. And this has to become the priority in your life, as it became the priority of my life. And if you want to go to God, if you want to be a part of God's last revelation and salvation, that's it. There is no other revelation or a revealer or a scripture that can claim this, because they did not have the whole truth. And of course, if you miss the last revelation of God, you missed very, very big, and you have not seen the whole picture and vision, and therefore you will err for sure. You will follow dogmas and man-made understanding and religions instead of God's understanding and words that have come to all the prophets of God, and now it's been revealed to man clearly. The sponsor have a question. Go ahead, sponsor.
Okay, thank you, Maitreya. It's posted down there. Can you tell me more about that question? Thank you. Shalom.
Hebrew 9:27, and as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment. How can you die and return back to earth according to this verse? Okay, well, I guess you don't know that we do not accept everything in Acts as to be as the truth, and we go mostly with the direct words of Christ and his teaching. Actually, Christ himself said the body is like a garment. And if a body is like a garment, what we do when our garments become old and no longer is useful? We usually throw the old garment away and we get another garment and use a new garment to cover our body. And therefore, if Christ compare our body to garments, he also meant at the metaphor that a body is something like worn out, and we pick it and continue with a new body. And also, it is very unlikely that God gives you one chance and put you in a situation that you have no ability to hear of the Word of God and progress toward going to God, and then he kills you, and then suddenly he brings the judgment and say, oh, you didn't listen, you go to hell. What kind of the just God is that? It's impossible to explain that God was just. But if God gives you many lifetimes, many chances, put you to many situations that you could have heard God's words and progress and realize, and still you refuse to do that, then God has all the right to judge you and say, look, I give you, you know, so many lifetimes, and I put you through so many different situations, you learn your lesson, but you did not. And therefore, now I have all the right to judge you as a soul that doesn't want to listen, and therefore now you are judged, and you will be punished for not going toward what I wanted you to do, which is to return to the Godhead. So with all this evidence, we can see that that sentence is a man-made sentence, and it is not from Christ. All those who wrote those things, they were disciples. They were not Christ himself, and some of them even, we don't even, not sure if they really were disciples, because they claim they are, but and they had a vision and all that. But of course, many people have vision and claim many things which is not directly from God. So to absolutely be sure that you have a good grip of the truth, only go to the revealer, the first level, the Messiah, the teacher, the prophet, and the scripture that have come through him, and examine that spirit instead of listening to any disciple whatsoever. Disciples might know the teachings of the prophet a lot, but still they have their own ideas, their opinions, their knowingness, and they might bring something to the revelation which is not completely from God and a revelation from the original teacher. Therefore, always we recommend everybody in this mission and those who join this mission to go directly to God and the revealer that revealed those revelations. And therefore, the Acts are not a priority. I know most of Christians actually do follow Acts and Paul in a greater degree than they follow Christ and the things he said. And they should stop that. They should go to the Word of God. They should go to the Christ. They should go to the original revealer and see what did he say. He clearly said that body is like a garment. And so the metaphor, the meaning of it means it gets old, you know. And when it gets, the body or the garment become old, you take another one. Also, this truth has been revealed to many people, or just deja vu, you know. I remember something that, I have been here. How could it be, you know, that I've never been here in this lifetime, but I'm sure I have been here before. Or when they do regression in some people and they hypnotize them, they remember from previous lifetimes, and they even can start talking in other language that they have never been exposed to in this lifetime, but they can fluently remember how to speak it because they have done it in previous lifetime. Or they explain events that happened in their life 20 years ago or 25 years ago, and then they go to the papers and see, yeah, that event happened and this person had no connection with that event in this lifetime. So the evidence is mounting that indeed there is the incarnation. Another thing in Christianity, John the Baptist was Elijah or Elias. How could that be possible? He was born from Martha and he came as John the Baptist, and therefore he is a reincarnation of Elijah or Elias. So we can clearly see God indeed have revealed to humanity that reincarnation is the truth. Go ahead, Brahmamurti.
Thank you, and Shalom. I was just wondering, I was talking to a Christian the other day, and we had a discussion if he could tell me about the revelation, what it means. And he said, well, the revelation is not really that important. And I just thought, wow. my question is, could one consider Paul as a false prophet? Because it seems that so many has gone astray and they're not really listening to what Christ was saying. So I hope the question is clear.
Yes, it is very clear. Actually, you can say that. He has taught many things that Christ did not teach. He made Christ something impossible to achieve, and he brought his teaching in a greater degree to man, and actually he almost bulldozed Christ's teaching with his own ideas, and therefore he did damage Christ and his teaching in a greater degree than he helped. He helped to create a religion, and which he made it up, and many people followed it, and now they cannot accept the prophet which come to them as a man, because the way he made it up, now it is impossible, and they are waiting for somebody to come from the sky and drop in their lap and say, okay, everything's going to be okay and everything will. And God does not work that way. God has never sent a prophet that way. It had never happened in the history. And God will not change his ways. God sent Christ by being born from a mother. He sent Prophet Muhammad by being born from a mother. He sent Moses the same way. He sent Abraham and his children all the same way. And they were all the prophet of God. But they fulfilled the prophecies. They brought to humanity a revelation, clear, precise, no dogma, and truth. But of course, man loves to change the word of prophet, and many people come after prophet and say, well, yeah, we are the one that is going to interpret the word of God for you. You cannot interpret it yourself. And they, of course, put their own idea in the revelation of the revealer as something that is come from the revealer, which he didn't. And Paul actually wasn't even a disciple. And Christ clearly said he's going to build his church on Peter, not Paul. How can he change his mind? He said, you are the stone that I will build my church upon you. And then Paul came and said, no, we are going to build a church upon me. So he replaced Paul, actually Paul and instead of Peter, and Paul and Peter actually had a great fight over, you know, what the truth is, and eventually, of course, Paul won. Again, that reminds me of that story about the educated man and the person who drew the a snake. Educated man wrote a snake, and the uneducated drawn a snake, and the uneducated people say, yeah, a snake which looks like a snake is a snake, not the one you wrote. We don't know what it is. Peter was the one who was supposed to create the church, but Paul took over. You can see all this evidence shows that he was not the one that humanity should follow. Actually, humanity even shouldn't follow Peter. They should have taken the word of Christ, see how he was born, how he was preached, his teaching. What was his message? His message was sacrifice. Message was to, you know, give up yourself to your neighbor. You know, love your neighbor more than yourself. You know, don't follow the Ten Commandments alone, but reach a point that you don't even have a desire for, you know, lust or fornication and stealing and all the things that Ten Commandments teach us, you know, to avoid. He says, reach a point that the Ten Commandments become a part of you and your soul, not something that you read it and say, oh, that sounds good, and never follow. So his teaching was become it instead of, you know, just believe in it or read it. So we can see that his teaching was absolutely different than Paul and the Acts. Therefore, we can understand why that Christian said revelation is not important, because they don't understand it. Paul, they understand. Yeah, sure, that really appeals to my ego. I follow the, you know, only way, and I'm better than everybody else. And Paul said, you know, if you don't follow him, you know, you're gonna go to hell. When God clearly promised both to Abram and Abraham that a prophet and a Messiah will come from them, and therefore Paul actually cut Prophet Muhammad out by preaching that there is no other one but Christ, but when the word of God says differently. So we all this evidence we see that yes indeed he damaged the revelation of God and Christ in a greater degree, and we should be very careful that this will not happen to these teachings. I've already had people, they have tried to change things, and they try to come here and explain and interpret what I said. And I said, no, you should not do that. You cannot do that. Every person should go to our teachings, read though, and come to their own conclusion. You should not listen to any disciple. You should not, you know, accept anybody after I'm gone as interpreter of my words. Every individual should read it and interpret it and understand it and follow it. Therefore, we should not have another Paul who comes and create an impossible situation as he did. I hope that answers your question. And tell your friend, that Christian friend, that indeed revelation is the most important part of God's revelation. And it is the conclusion, actually, of the Bible. The Bible is like a good book, has a beginning, has an introduction, like a Genesis, and then the main body, and then the revelation is the conclusion of the God's revelation. Therefore, it is a very important book, and now you can know what it means. Okay, I don't see any other questions. Is this okay? Yeah, I have a question here. Sponsor. Okay. Jane James is asking, is the Sabbath day of the Ten Commandments still in force? Yeah, God does not change his mind. He worked for 7 days, and he worked for 6 days and rested for 7 days, and he told everybody to keep that day holy, and that day was Saturday. And actually, Christ himself rose in Saturday night, because he really was crucified on Wednesday, and he stayed in the belly of the earth for 3 days and three nights. If he was dead in Friday, and he stayed 3 days and three nights, he should have risen Monday afternoon, not Sunday morning. So we can see even they missed that one up, but he was crucified in a very specific Sabbath, a yearly Sabbath on Wednesday, and he then rose on Saturday. So yes, indeed, we do keep Sabbath in Saturday. Today is the Sabbath, and we recommend everybody fast and meditate and keep it holy and read the scriptures and bring God to the life in a greater degree, and this conversation is here to help this process. I leave you all to God. Be with God, be good, and realize indeed God exists, and it's calling you to put him and his revelation and his work number one in your lives. Salam, everybody. We might see you next week.